think that one of the most practical ways of expanding and strengthening one's bitochen in Hashem is through paying attention to the tefillos, to the siddur. The siddur is full of psukim and brochos and discussions, so to speak, of all the inyoni bitochen. Tefillah itself is an exercise in developing bitochen. In fact, this parsha's Vayechi, where Yaakov says to Yosef, "Ro'oi ponecho loy pilolti," I never had a positive thought that I ever see you again, like an optimistic thought. So the Goyin in Avni Elio in the Siddur brings that that's the sheresh of this concept of bitochen. He says, pileil is a machshova, pilolti is a, I never allowed myself to have this positive machshova. And he says, that's what tefillah is. What tefillah is, every time we refer to Hashem as the Reife, as the Mavoreich, as the Mekabitz Golius, as the Shemeya Tfila, and when we make that brocha, we're strengthening that machshava. This is who he is. And Memele creates a certain sense of trust and reliance in Hashem. So the tefillah can have a very powerful impact in that way, and on many different levels. So I thought maybe we would go through some examples or some samples of how that could work, and and then hopefully when we refer to these concepts, when we say these brochas, when we recite these psukim, when we're involved in this tefillah, we can focus it, and it can be an opportunity to strengthen our bitochen. Maybe we should begin with the Asher Yotzar and Elokai Neshama. You know, that the very fact that Hashem is involved in such intricate and intimate as well details of our existence says something about the extent of His chesed. Each and every individual is created with, and according to the brocha, she'im yiposeach echod mehem o yisoseim echod mehem, yifshar lihiskayem v'lama lefonecho. If one little thing goes wrong, it's impossible to continue living. The system breaks down, it's all over, okay? It's dialysis, but, you know, it's like, and that means Hashem is metapil. That's why I think it means it's known in front of your kisiyako. Of course, everything is known. But this is something Hashem is metapel with on an individual basis, each and every person. If Hashem is metapel with each and every individual to assure that his body functions properly and his excretory systems are working, well, it's something about the extent of his chesed.
What's on that language altogether that always bothered me? It's so, visual of faneno.
Yeah, so
right?
What,
in general,
what,
what's the...
I think there's an imagery here. I can't say for sure that's the pshat, but I think there's an imagery that we say to Hashem that it's as if picture him watching 7.5 billion monitors. Yeah? You know, some of the people that are trading stocks, they watch a number of monitors. He's watching 7.5 billion monitors to make sure this system is constantly, you are monitoring. Because I told you the story about my kid. No one ever told you. Coming back from Muncie.
So, oh, with the cop?
What? No.
A lot of stories with your kids.
No, my kid. Okay, anyway. So this particular kid must have been about 7 years old, and he had to go to the bathroom. And I thought that the last stop before the bridge was close, but it was a little bit further than I anticipated. It's longer than the others. And finally, I guess he comes out, and he's smiling. He says, "This time I said afilu shoa achas." So lemaisa, but that Hashem is metapil. You know, you want to have bitochen in Hashem. Look what he deals with. Can anything be if he deals to that detail? And the same thing with our neshama. Every day the neshama leaves us on some level. I don't know exactly how that works, and he returns the neshama to us, metapil with each and every individual. The minute we see the extent of Hashem's individual people, it becomes that much easier to turn to Him and to rely on Him, because this is what He does. He doesn't view us as part of the human race. He doesn't view us as part of the citizens of this country. He doesn't view us as part of the Jewish people. He views us, each and every one, each and every human being, as an individual person. Dealing with him individually, it's like it gives us a greater sense of that connection. Okay, then we go on with the Birchas HaShachar. Let's just take the Birchas HaShachar, a few of them. The Pekeach Ivrim, Malbish Arumim, Matir Asurim, Zoykev Kefufim. Now, all of those are very strange, those brochas that we make, because we're not blind, so why are we making that brocha? He opens the eyes of the blind. Malbish Arumim, we have clothing, so why are we Malbish Arumim? We're not Arumim. Matir Asurim.
Some people don't.
Huh? Okay, but we. Why did you make the brocha?
What?
Why did you make the brocha this morning?
For people.
Oh, for others?
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like it's for us too. It's not just for others. We're giving, this is with relevant to us.
He's Lachaim Mesim. It's not relevant to me. Sure. I'm saying right now, I'm Baruch Hashem, I don't need it. I'm saying Lachaim, it's a power that he has.
Excuse me, we all need it.
No, I'm saying,
we all need it.
So we all need the concept
of
eyesight.
No, we all need it for those who've passed on. Not true.
Wait, but he's Pokeh Hebrew for me, that's why I'm not blind, because he opened up my eyes. Okay. Not opened up my eyes,
I'd like to take it one step further. Okay, but I like it. Matir Asurim, that means the ability to sit up on the bed. Okay, I'm not bound. I can't sit up. Zoykev Kefufim, the ability to stand. The pshat is like this. The way, what you have to hear, I believe in these brochas is, and this is really what you said, but I just want to say it over a little bit. If not for Hashem's individual people with me every day, that he's pekeach ivrim, I would be blind. And if not for his individual people with me, I wouldn't have clothing to wear. And if not for his individual people with me, I wouldn't be able to sit up on the bed. And I wouldn't be able to stand up. And I wouldn't be able to shoes. That refers to shoes. Shoes is maybe the most important thing. A person has good shoes, he feels like a different person. Mechim etzadei gover, he sets the steps. I wouldn't walk. Neisalim of koyach, I would be yoif without koyach. I would be mavir sheino meino. I would sleep and I wouldn't be able to wake up. So just the very fact that he does all of these things, it to each and every individual, to the extent that without it I would be blind and naked and bound to the bed and not capable of standing, that can give us a sense of the extent of Hashem's people. And then at the end of that we ask about kosher. All kinds of ruchni stick of things This bakosha comes with so much more confidence. Why? Because I've mentioned and I've paid attention to the extent of Hashem's Hashgocha Protis, the extent of Hashem's individual dealing with me on every level of my material, physical existence, that gives me the strength, that gives me the inspiration, that gives me the confidence to make requests of Him, because this is what He does. He spends His day and His night, Kavi Yochel, taking care of my needs. Not just me, everybody, the whole world. But when I see it that way, and if I have to rely on Him for something, makes it that much easier. But I want to take it one step further too. The nusach of the brocha itself is very powerful in terms of inspiring mitochon. Baruch ato Hashem. Baruch means that he's the source of all brocha. So I'm at the right address. You want brocha, you want parnosa, you want refuah, you want Yeshua? Well, you know something, you came to the right place. Baruch, he's the source. If you talk to the source, you know, People don't like to go to the middleman, right? We want to go straight to the source. The source, the boss, whichever. We want to go straight to the source, and that's where you get your best service. Ator, we have a familiar relationship with him. You know, we speak in the familiar tense. And Hashem Elokeinu, he's the Adon HaKol, so he controls everything. And he's Elokeinu. We have this personal relationship with him. And then he's also the Melech Ho'olam. And I like this particular thing. There's a story that my mother-in-law, Zichrono Levracha, once told me. And I think, to me, every time I think of this Melech Ho'olam and this story, it's like, it's inspiring. So there was an almona that was supporting her family. And the way she did it is she went every day to the shuk with a box full of bagels, and she was selling bagels. That's the way she made a couple of dollars. She came home, she took care of her family. One day she spends the whole day in the shuk, and she didn't sell a bagel. Getting dark, time to go home, very distraught. What could she do? All of a sudden, somebody passes her by and says, "What do you got in that box?" "Oh, I got bagels." "How many bagels you got?" "I got, I need that. I'm making a simcha pinyon, whatever he's making, I don't know." And buys all the bagels for her. And she goes and she's walking. She says, "Rabbeinu Shalelam, you're so busy with so many earth-shattering events that take place in your world at any given moment. Where do you find the time to look into this little almona's basket to see what's going on over there?" Wow. If we realize that the Mekor HaBrocha is that we have the personal relationship, who's the Adon HaKol, who is a personal connection to him as our God, and he's the Melech HaOlam, so many more important. You know what's going on in the world today? You know what he has to take care of today? Yet you know something?
It's the carnival story.
What?
It's a carnival story with your daughter.
Same kind of story.
I said it all the time to my guys, and they're blown away.
Yeah.
It's also the same concept.
Yeah.
She went there.
Yeah, there's a very cute story it's referring to. When we were living in Los Angeles, so it was a summer, and my daughter was in a day camp, and she asked me the night before, 10:30 at night, for 75 cents to buy a soda. She's going on a trip with the camp. I didn't have 75 cents, you know. Times were tough. It was a lot of money in those days. Anyway, so I said, "I don't have, I'm sorry. What should I do?" "Say tilim." I don't think she was so happy with my advice, but okay. She sits down with her younger sister, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, something like that, and they're saying tilim. And all of a sudden she says, "Well, I don't understand. I need the money tomorrow morning. I'm leaving the house at 7:30. What's this going to help, you know?" And the little kid mumbles some nonsense about maybe somebody will think they have to give you that. No. Fine. She goes, she comes back. What happened? She says, a friend of hers who borrowed 75 cents at the Purim Carnival. That's to the summer, to the Purim Carnival, 4 months, 5 months, whatever it is, 4 months. Wakes up that morning and says, "I never paid her back the 75 cents that she brings at the camp." The Rabbeinu Shalom is involved with every little thing, and you know, this one's going to think, this one didn't have this one, all of a sudden, 4 months she never thought of it, and this is what we're dealing with. Anyway, the Melech HaOlam, when I think about that he's the Pekeach Ivrim, and he's Pekeach Ivrim means, it doesn't seem like he sends any agents to do it, takes care of it himself. He's the Malbish HaRumim, he's the Matir HaSur, he's the Zoykev Kefufim. Gives me a whole different sense of a mood of how I can focus and try to develop my bitochen in Hashem. Okay, let's move on. So much that we could really discuss in Avorabo. Avorabo is a min birchas hatorah. If one didn't say birchas hatorah, he can be yotze with Avorabo if he learns after davening. And we talk about Maamen Har Sinai and the Torah, and we ask Hashem to help us to understand the Torah. Same with Ibeinu Lahobinu Lahaskil. And then we ask him for even a higher level. V'hoyer einenu b'seiro secho, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvoy secho. This is very lofty things. Enlighten our eyes with the Torah. That sounds beyond And the Davik Libenu, our hearts should cling to the mitzvahs. It's a passionate connection. And to Yachid of Avenu, we should serve Hashem together with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And what is this going to do? It's going V'loy Nevoish Loilam Voed. And the Abu Drom says that refers to the Pasuk Elokai B'chobotachti. Elokai B'chobotachti Alei Voisho. Because these things will lead us to be tochah, because the truth of the matter is, when a person focuses his entire being on serving Hashem, I want the ultimate enlightenment from the Torah. I want the not just to do mitzvahs, not just to run after the mitzvahs, v'dabei klibeinu, my heart clings to the mitzvahs. V'yachel v'aveinu, together in unison, my yetzer tov and my yetzer hara are both working to create avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. V'lo yinevush lo yilam v'oed. That brings me to a level of bitochon that David HaMelech said about Elokai b'cho b'tachti alei v'isho. I shouldn't be embarrassed. Now, this in itself can conjure up an additional realization. But before we do that, what's the next line? Kivishem kotshecho ha'golo v'hanoro b'tochnu nogilo v'nismecho b'shuosecho. This v'hoi reineinu v'tabik l'beinu led us to a certain higher level of trust in Hashem. Because b'shem kotshecho ha'golo v'hanoro b'tochnu, now we say, we will rejoice and be happy in the Yeshua. The Yeshua we speak with confidence. When we reach a level of bitochon, then the Yeshua is going to come. That's it. Because ki b'shem kol shecho ha'godol ba'anera b'tochnu, we now know, nogila v'nismucha b'shua secha. And when we think about this, it can inspire us that, look, I develop bitochon, and then I could know I'm going to rejoice in the Yeshua. The Goyin says that that's the pshat in the posuk. We also say it in davening. Because I have such trust in your chesed, my heart, I know that I'm sure, I'm confident that my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. Because of the fact I'm so confident in you and your chesed that I know I will rejoice in the Yeshua, because one who has confidence in Hashem will be zeichet to see the Yeshua. But there's something else here which it alludes to, and I'd like to mention it also, because I think it's a very important thing. And that is this Kapitel Chafei, which says, B'cho v'tachti alei v'isho. The next pasuk says, Gam kol koivecho lo yei v'isho. All of those that put their hope in you will not be embarrassed. So there's b'cho b'tachti, gam kol koivecho. And the Rav Avrom ben Ramoch, who's the tkufa of the Rishonim, this Chachmei Sfarad. So he says like this. He says, gam kol koivecho lo yevoishu is not only will those people who have the ultimate bitochen, will that they not be embarrassed. El afilu oisam she'enam masigim lohochin libam liftoach b'Hashem bitochen sholem. Even those people that can't reach that level of having complete and total bitochen in Hashem. V'im kol ze mekavim lo hishio mitzorosam. But they're still able to be hopeful. There's a difference between confident, sure, and hopeful. I'm hopeful. I don't know for sure, but I'm not giving up hope. I am hopeful. I continue to be hopeful. I remain hopeful. So he says, "Afilu elu lo yevoishu mitikvosam." They will not be embarrassed. Elo ta'aneim v'toshiyim. So we see here that even if a person, in his efforts to achieve bitochon, which meaning the ultimate trust in Hashem, he didn't make it. He didn't make it. But you know something? All of this work, all of this attention, all of this effort, all of the focus on trusting Hashem and trusting Hashem's chesed did not succeed yet in bringing me to this total confidence. But one thing it for sure did is, I ain't giving up hope. One thing is for sure, Yiyush is not in my vocabulary. That's an impossibility. And he tells us, and he says, that's the pshat in Dovid HaMelech, that the one who has kivui, who hopes, he too will not be disappointed. Afilu elu lo yevoishu mitikvosam. Eletaneim v'toshiyem. So here we see that when we think about this, that it can lead us, because elekai b'chov v'tachli elevoishu, the next pasuk says, even if you didn't reach that level, all you did is reach the level of kivui, hope. I'm still hopeful. It's looking bad. I'm still hopeful. It's looking terrible. I'm still hopeful. It's looking like it's almost over. I'm still hopeful. Afilu cherev chodom unach al tzavor shel odom al yishyayish o al yimna esatzvo min arachamim. The sword can be in the back of his neck. Don't you dare give up hope. The last minute, Hashem, Yeshua, Hashem, Kherefayin. And that's a schus to make it happen, akin to the schus of the person who has this absolute bitochen. Okay. The Maisa, when we go on in the Birchas Hashacha.
So you don't have to be Shachar.
What? Birchas
Kreshma.
That's what he says.
What's the difference?
Oh, so it does say, I didn't want to go into this in depth, but I should have known. Yeah. So the point is like this. He does say, Elu she'ena masigim lohochen lima liftoach b'Hashem b'tochen sholem b'sibas hem shochom achar hagufnius. That's the siba. So it sounds like he's saying like this. If a person just stam, isn't focused on b'tochen, then the fact that he didn't give up hope, that may not do anything for him either. But this man is really wants to reach that level of b'tochen. But the gufnius, I think what that means is the stakes are too high for him. In other words, if I need $10, I can have bitochen, I'll get $10. If I need $10 million, I have a lot harder time. It's a lot different, right? So the same thing. I can't get there. The stakes are so high, I just can't imagine it happening. But I won't give up hope. And that seems to be the difference. So such a person is really a good person. He's really trying to get there, except he hasn't been able to. He says, I feel elu lo yevoishu, because he's been putting in the effort. Okay. Now, another thing that I think is very important is to be able to look at the past. Because when the past has the ability to strengthen us. Now, the truth is that looking at the past and looking at the miracles of the past, and looking at what Hashem has done to bring us to this day and saved us through all types of tzora v'tzuko, says that really, rationally, that doesn't do very much. They made it, they were more worthy, and I'm not worthy, so what does it do for me? But emotionally, it does something for me. Emotionally, it gives me the strength to find bitochon. We say every day, Ezra Savayisenu Atohu Me'oilum. You were their savior of Avisenu, Me'oilam, from the earliest days. Mogein, Umayshia, the shield and the savior, Livneim Achareim, B'chol Dor V'Dor. Yeah? And we add even more, Beru Me'lo Moshevecho, your dwelling place is on high, Umishpotecho V'tzidkoscho Adav Seoretz, your mishpot, your justice, but your tzidkoscho, tzedek, the Goyin says, means giving us beyond what we deserve. Tzidkoscho adav seoris. So we have Hashem with this track record of having saved all of the generations before us, and we're awaiting that he should be the Mogin Moshiach for us now, and we know that even though he sits on high, and maybe the image of sitting on high is even more powerful to have bitochon. Because if he's so high up, why is Mishpotech v'tzidkoscho adav seoretz? Melech, he's living amongst us, so he takes care of our issues. But he's so much above us. You know the Nusach in Tilim, in Hallel, it says, Mashpili Ros v'shamayim v'oretz. Hashem lowers himself to see what's doing in Shamayim v'oretz. He's above, Me'al Shamayim. And he's Mashpili Lirois v'shamayim v'oretz. So, this is what he does, and he's mishpatecho v'tzidkoscho adav seoretz. The pshat is Hashem is above and beyond. so far, so remote, the Melech HaOlam, but yet he comes down, yet he's metapel with the minutest details right here in this world, and that too should give us that sense of bitochen. I'd like to now take this one step further, because here we say, finally we say, Goal Yisroel, and the mitzvah is to be soimich geula l'tfila. The mitzvah is to be soimich geula l'tfila, not to make a hefsek between geula l'tfila.
There's one on the topic. Goal is past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Why is past tense if we're still in Goals?
The Ike here we're talking about the Gula Mitzrayim. Yeah.
Right.
Ike we're talking about the Gula Mitzrayim. So, but the Gula Mitzrayim is a tremendous stepping stone. Let me show you what I mean. Is a great source of bitochen comes from that. And Gemara says that a person, Ezehu ben Olam Habo, who is a ben Olam Habo? Mi shesoimich gula letfila arvis, one who isn't mafsik between Goal Yisrael, and then we say Ashkiveinu, which is considered a gula arichto, and Shmona Esrei. And of course, I assume the same thing applies to Shachris. And he says the reason why. He says, because, listen to this, he says as follows. He brings a medrash. Kishero Yisrael hanisim v'hanifloys, shehoye oise imoim habayrei, and they saw the miracles that Hashem did that was beyond any semblance, any havamina that this was nature, that this was teva. They had bitochen. They had bitochen in Hashem. Now, since we refer to that geula here, and he davens after that immediately without a hefsek. It comes out that he's boteach. Now that Hashem will answer us just as he answered them, and umepnei zeh maski oisa geula mispal miyad, and that's why he's maski geula and mispal miyad. So it seems very strange. He remembers the nisim that took place. He remembers that b'schus the bitochon v'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi, they were able to go into the Yamsuf and everything happened. That the Aruch Chaim says also. He said Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yisou, and they should show their bitochon. And now he says we remember that. And then we're soimich gula l'tfilo, and nimtza shagam hu boteach b'Hashem. And if I daven right after that, it comes out that I'm also boteach b'Hashem. What mapitom? They were boteach and they were saved, and I'm davening with the hope that maybe Hashem will help me. Who says that because I focused on that? The Gulas Mitzrayim and the Bitochen that they had, and in that schus they were Zoiche, that because of that, now I am starting Shmon Esrei without a hefsek, Nimtza, that I'm Boteach Vashem. I'm not Boteach Vashem. I'm trying my best to ask him to help me, and they were Boteach Vashem. What's, and before he even asks, he says, a person who's not Boteach doesn't ask. Very strange. What do you mean? I may not be boteach, but I'm hoping. I may not be boteach, but I'm trying. I'm asking you. I can't be sure you're going to acquiesce. When I ask a person for something, I don't know for sure he's going to grant it to me, but I'm asking. So this means I'm boteach. It seems that the pshat is like this. If we, and this becomes a tremendous opportunity for us, if a person focuses on the extent of the miracle shaloike derech hateva that took place in Mitzrayim, and realizes that the Hatzolah and the ultimate Geula, which was in the Kriyas Yamsuf, came about Bizchus HaBitochen. Because that's what he says. He says, V'yamin Hashem Moshe Avdo, Hashem said, Dabra b'nei Yisrov, Yisov, go into the Yamsuf, show your Emunah, show your Bitochen, and the Yamsuf will split and you'll be completely saved. So he says, when I focus on that, and then I do an act, which on the superficial or outside level seems to be an act of bitochem, because I'm standing in front of Hashem and I'm asking, help me this, help me that, Rifu or Yeshua, this, Parnosa, that, whatever I'm asking. He says, it isn't the pshat that you know for sure I have bitochem now, but it's the pshat that focusing on Goal Yisroel, on their bitochen, the power of their bitochen, and not being mafsik in between, and miyad going into the request, that request now, that combination of the focus on the bitochen, and I'm standing here requesting from Hashem, that will inspire me, that I do, because it repeats again, and he does that, he says, u'bavur umepnei zeh maskir ois ha'ge'ulo umispal miyad. That's why he does it, because that's going to give him that bitochen. So it seems that if a person is soimech gula l'tfila, of course, if we don't pay attention, so it doesn't have that effect. But if I realize, look at all the nisim that took place in Mitzrayim and on the Yamsuf, and that they were saved b'schus ha-bitochen. That's what he says. And the other posik says, davro b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu, the emunah bitochen will save them. And now I turn to Hashem. So my turning to Hashem is not be'etzem, the ultimate expression of bitochen, but when it's preceded by what happened, without room for a hefsik, don't even say omen after Goal Yisroel. And then I turn to Hashem, that transposes, that transforms that turning to Hashem, which could be just, you know, maybe he'll help me, into a confident, a bitochen dika, because when I see on the backtrack of such bitochen, that inspires me, though I'm standing here now, I'm infused with the midas ha-bitochen. That means, according to this Rabbeinu Yoino, that the smichas gula l'tfila, with focus, has the ability to transform our Shmona Esrei into a true statement, this will make it that he's boiteach, that Hashem will answer us. So it's a tremendous thing. We have to really keep focusing back on the episodes of bitochen, and the more we do that, the more that we're able to, when we do something which ostensibly resembles the act of a Baal Bitochen, that will become, with that memory and that inspiration, infused with a true sense of trusting Hashem, which is a really very, I think, a very powerful tool that we could have to be able to develop Bitochen. I just want to conclude with, two more things. In Al HaTzadikim, we say, Yehemu rachamecho Hashem Elokeinu. Evoke, you know, your rachamim Hashem. The same socha tov l'chol ha'bayit v'shimcha be'emes. Give great socha to those that trust you be'emes. V'simcha elkeinu imohem, and put our chelek with them, which doesn't seem to be from be'emes. V'loy nevosh kivlcho b'toch. But we shouldn't be embarrassed. I would like to suggest that this bracha refers to the two psukim in Kapitel Chafei, Elokai b'cho b'otachti alei v'isho, that's the b'itchim b'shimcha b'emes, v'simcha elkeinu imoyim lo'olam v'loi nevoish ki b'cho b'tochnu, that's the lower level of bitochen, that's the kivui. So we say, with the real Bali bitochen, please take care of them. And take us into the, throw us into the package also, because we also have at least a modicum, a certain level of bitochen, and then maybe that's the pshat in the bracha mishon. That's the ones that lean umivtoch. Those are the ones that trust. Just one more thought, and then we come to meidum. Meidum is very interesting. We're recognizing Hashem as the ultimate meidum anachtoloch. Whether it means we thank you or we admit shatu Hashem elokeinu elokei aviseinu tzur chayenu bogen yishenu. You're the rock under which we take refuge, the shield of our lives. We will thank you and praise you for every aspect of our existence. And then at the end we sign off this little paragraph with Hatoiv ki leicholu rachamecho v'hamarachim ki lisamu chasudecho v'yoylam kivinu loch. And this really says it all. You Hashem are the good one who never withholds rachamim. Your rachamim is never kolui, it's never withheld. V'hamarachim, and you're the merciful one, ki lo yisamu chasadecho, that your chesed never ends. That's why may oilam kivinu lach. We always have kivui. We're always hoping to you because we know that your chesed and rachamim is endless. And the truth of the matter is, we need both. Let's say Hashem's rachamim wasn't endless, would end, but he's still a bal chesed. Sometimes without rachamim, you're not alert to the extent of the need of the chesed. Rachamim means you feel the pain. You're sensitive to it. You feel that. Now, let's say he had rachamim, but he didn't do chesed. Okay, he has rachamim, but if his chesed ended, you know, then, okay, I have rachamim, but I can't do anything for you. Oh, I feel so bad for you. My heart cries for you. I don't do anything. But if I have rachamim, then I feel the pain. And I have chesed, and they're both endless. That explains why me'olam kivinu lach. We're always hoping to Hashem. We always have a certain level of bitochon because we know that there's never a hold put on his rachamim nor on his chesed. And once he's the endless bala rachamim and the infinite bala chesed, so then it's a no-brainer. And I can rely that he's going to help me. Okay.